In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we are in the school of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and He is teaching us one of the most important lessons in life, which is the lesson of prayer. The disciples saw the Lord praying, and they asked Him, Lord, teach us to pray. And I hope we ask today the same question. Lord, teach us to pray. Please, give us this gift of prayer and teach us how we pray. So, we're getting a lesson of prayer today from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The first part of the lesson that He is addressing God as Father. So, when you approach Him, when you come to Him, come to Him as Father. I remember when I went to Africa, the servants around us were praying in Swahili. And in Swahili, the word Father is Papa. So all the time they're praying, Papa, please give us. Papa, please. And, you know, they said the word Papa like a million times. So it was really, really nice, and it felt, wow, this is, you know, this someone who's praying to his Father. And that's actually how we learn prayer, is when we see people praying and when we see people how they're relating to God, and we learn how to relate to God the same way they do. So He taught us to approach Him as a Father, and He taught us the Lord's Prayer. We're not going to get into this because it's really deep. But we're getting into the parable that Jesus said about prayer, and it has so many precious lessons about prayer. He said, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door now is shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. He said persistence. The first lesson is approach your Father. The second is persistence in prayer. And this parable is an amazing parable. He said, if you have someone drop at you, guest come to you at midnight, you have no food, so you go to your friend, knock at him and say, lend me 3 loaves, because I have guests and I have nothing to offer them. And the friend wouldn't open. He said, it's late, kids, people, you know, all people used to sleep just in one room. If I wake up, I'm going to wake up everybody else. I can't. I would love to, but I can't. The Lord is actually giving a very, very, very important principle here. He is actually giving the key to prayer, the key to the life of prayer. If you really would love to have a life of prayer, you got to learn this lesson. What is the lesson here? He said, whenever you're going to pray, you will find the door shut. And you knock, is no response. Rarely will you go and pray a prayer, and you find yourself in the mood of prayer, and the prayer is answered. Most of the time, it's going to be like this. And God will actually force us to pray because of the guest at midnight. What is the guest at midnight? He said, if you have a guest coming at midnight and you need bread for this person, it's actually circumstances of life. Sometimes, you know, the worst or one of the worst things in life is unexpected things. I plan my life in a certain way and things come that I was never expecting. I never expected my career to go this way. Never expected my health to go that way. Never expected my life to go this way. So this pushes me to pray, God, where are you? Where are you? And I'm knocking at the door and there's no response. He said, don't knock and leave, because that's what we usually do. We ring the bell, we knock, and then we run away and say, I got no answer. He said, no. Even if you get no answer, you continue. You continue. Regardless of what the response is, you continue pray no matter what. And usually, you will find the door shut. But why the door is shut? Why don't you, God, help me? Why don't you open the door? Why don't I pray and you respond right away, and I like you, and I believe in you, and I tell everybody about you, and we fall in love? You think that this is what's going to happen, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if God would give me everything I pray for right away, my prayer life will be 5 minutes throughout my life. Because I ask, he gives me right away, I don't need anything from you. We're good, we're cool, thank you, bye. If the relationship between parents and children, you ask for something, you get it, that's not a relationship. That's not a relationship. That's a messed up relationship. That's not a real relationship. Why the door is shut, Lord? Okay, how about if I knock once, open the door? How about twice? Open the door. Why do you have to wait? Why do I have to be persistent? Why do I have to ask, seek, and knock in order to get? The fathers of the church said something very nice. God never shuts the door. As a matter of fact, God says, if anyone comes to me, I will by no means cast him out. This is very clear. No one ever comes to God and God shuts the door in front of this person. So why do I see the door shut when I pray? Why am I so distracted in prayer? Why I don't feel prayer? Why I don't feel God in my life? That's not because God is shutting the door. It's not because God is not showing himself. The door is shut actually from my side. From my side. You know, the hotel room, when you have like, you know, two adjacent rooms and two doors open, and you know, you knock and you keep knocking on the door and no one opens because it's your side. You gotta open your side. The door is shut actually from our side. What is this? We actually have no room for God in our hearts and our lives because we're earthly beings. We're earthly beings. All what we want in our lives is to eat and drink and rest and have our desires met. Everything we have and we desire for, earthly. Earthly. And temporary things. And if we receive these things only, we will die. We will perish. We will be like cats and dogs, and that's it. But the spiritual being inside of us is shut. The spiritual sense is closed. And I try to find God in an earthly way. I try to find God my way. So God shuts the door. God is not shutting the door. But my soul is actually not open for God. I don't have a space for God in my life. That's why when I pray, imagine if you pray for 10 minutes or if they become 15 minutes. If the liturgy is a little bit longer, what is this? Like it's heavy on us. Why it's heavy on us? Because we have no room. We're so earthly. So the only way to make a space for God in us is to be persistent in prayers and to pray no matter what. Whether I feel the prayer or not, I do pray. Whether I like the prayers or not, I still pray. Whether I feel anything or I don't feel, whether I'm focusing or not, I still pray. Whether they are my words or not, I still pray. No wonder the church put for us 7 prayers every day. Why? Because people have nothing to do? No. Because the door is really shut, needs a lot of knocking, a lot of persistence until this door of the heart is open. And this door, there's no way to open it except through times of prayer. The times of prayer, the purpose of the time of prayer, not necessarily to tell God things that He doesn't know or He knows, but the purpose of prayer is to stay in His presence as a sick person laying at the table of the doctor and say, "Work in me. Enlarge my heart. Make me a spiritual being. Change me to your image. Do something within me." And you need this time. You need this time. That's why he said, be persistent. If you notice, he repeated that so many times. Even when he said, ask, seek, and knock, he repeated that. He repeated that. Keep going. Keep going. And don't stop. One of the key things to prayer, or let me say it the other way around, one of the plagues of our era is that we left completely what our fathers and grandparents gave us. They actually gave us the key to prayer. They gave us the key to prayer, but we threw away the key. We said it's too much. I don't think that's the right key. I don't feel the Agbay. I don't feel the Psalms. I don't feel these prayers. And we turn it all around to be around feelings. Guess what? If you do what you feel like, you will never pray and I will never pray. Prayer will never be a feeling we have. And the purpose of prayer is not, it's good to open your heart to God during prayer. But that's not everything. Because sometimes I'm in the mood to open my heart, but another time I have nothing, I'm blank. Think about it. When you wake up in the morning, okay, especially if you're not a morning person. Anyone is in the mood of talking and loving and lovey-dovey in the morning? Absolutely not. You know, only certain people with certain personality, they're very positive. You know, they wake up smiling, you know, God bless them. But we don't have a lot of people like this. Usually you wake up in the morning, you're still asleep. You're half asleep. So what do? I force myself to pray. And I get in the mood of prayer. The beautiful thing that the door will not be closed forever. He said he kept knocking until the door was opened. What is this? That's God opening my heart and filling me with the most important gift he gives me, which is the Holy Spirit. And he gives me the Holy Spirit. When I receive the Holy Spirit, meaning I receive God. When the door is open, I come face to face with God. I don't have any requests anymore. It's just enough to see you. When I see you, I have everything. How about the three loaves, which is the needs of my body, soul, and spirit? Where did he go? Somehow when I find him, I find everything. But it's not easy. Why? Because I'm an earthly being. I'm a human being. It takes a lot of persistence. It takes a lot of persistence in order to get there. David, who wrote the Psalms, he was a king. He was a prophet. He was someone who's writing the Psalms. He put all the administration of the temple. He put like the prayers for their tradition. And yet, he was free seven times to praise God. And he put that in the Psalms. We got the seven times from David. Seven times every day, I praise you. Where do you find the time? Oh, in the beginning, I have to push myself to do this. But after that, when the door is open, he gives me everything that I want. When Jesus said, he was talking about the Holy Spirit, he said, at this hour, you will ask for nothing. Because anything you will ask of the Father, it will be yours. See here, he says, I say to you, because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. He will rise and give him as many as he needs. And rise, the father of the church said it's about the resurrection. So I will experience the resurrection of Christ and a new beginning, new creation, new thing, and I receive the Holy Spirit. Once this door is open. But this door takes a lot of persistence. Praying, maybe the same prayer, but over and over. Keep knocking. He said, don't do that because you have to do it. Don't do this because by more words, God will, you know, God will answer you. It's not like saying 10 times a day, God, please, the job. I need the job. I need the job. I need the job. That's not what it is. But it's God, I want you. God, I want you. God, I want you. God, I want you. And then when he opens the door of my soul and I get to experience him, then I have everything. So the first lesson, coming to God as a father and as a friend, and the second is persistence. Diligence, hard work, laboring for the kingdom, fighting the flesh and the desires of the flesh, doing what's right, what I believe in, regardless of what I feel. I hope we get this. You know, this is the key to prayer. When we leave persistence, when we left the prayers that is given to us, then we don't know the way to prayer. A lot of people ask, how do I pray? What do I do? We're given a book. Thank God. We were given clear instructions. So do them and be persistent. Put 2 or 3 prayers a day, you know. And the best thing about the Agbaya prayer and the Psalms is that you, regardless of what you feel, even if you feel nothing, you're still going to read, but you're not reading. You're lying on a table and you're opening your heart for him to work on. Even though I feel nothing, I'm still offering you this gift. And I'm offering you this praise. And I'm trusting you. And I'm trusting that you're gonna open the door of my soul one day. You're going to give me the Holy Spirit, which is the best gift that's going to give me love, joy, and peace, and all the blessings in the world. But let me work. If the door is not open, then we still have this ahead of us. Persistence and prayer. Praying and keep praying and adding to prayer regardless of what I feel. Thank God that he gave us instruction. Thank God that he gave us a beautiful church, leaving everything ahead of us very open, very clear. Just needs diligence. Diligence. I'm going to do this no matter what. I'm going to keep my morning and evening prayer no matter what. The best, the fathers say, if you want to do persistence, even though you're coming to church, you do still your prayer in the morning. Why? Because you wanna make this part of you. You want to make this part of you. You want to create this space for God. You want to get your soul used to that. You want to get your soul used to the presence of God in your heart. So let's pray and ask God, teach us to pray and teach us to be persistent. Give us strength to be persistent in our prayers and to ask for your presence in our lives. Give us to pray. And if we don't get, we pray more. If we ask and we don't find, we seek. If we seek and we don't get anything, we knock. And we keep doing that over and over until the doors and all the blessed doors are open. Glory be to God forever and ever.